on getting back on track here tonight?
Yeah, well, we've got our challenges here where confidence isn't real high right now, and we've had the opportunity to come off the East Coast to the West Coast 5-8. So, and our big challenge is get some quickness back in their game that's been missing. Some of that's just being sure what we're doing and doing it as hard and as fast as we can, and getting our pace back. And that's where we need to start.
Is that more of a mental than physical thing?
Originally I thought so, but I think part of it is, we haven't practiced as a hockey team much in the last 2.5 months. And sometimes you get out of that rhythm. We had a good run before the break, and things get a little easier for you, at least mentally. But I think physically we got to get back to getting our pace back up. We're a fast team and haven't really looked as fast as we are.
Had a pretty good start, though, yesterday before the goal. Is that something that you build on?
First good solid one, I think, in our previous three. Had the right jump, the right energy level. Sustaining that then is a challenge.
Yeah, these guys sold on your system when they were winning. It was easy. Is it harder to keep them disciplined and within the system now that there's some diversity?
No, I think you'll find in every team's game over the course of 60 minutes, there's parts that look the way you want and parts that don't. Their focus on what we're trying to do is good. I have no concern about that.
Mark Scheifele hasn't had a goal in a while. What do you see in this game?
Interestingly enough, though, Matty Perreault's been on fire. So there is a tendency at times when you've got one guy that's so hot on a line that you're trying to get him the puck, or you change what you do. So early on in the year, you got an awful lot of shots off at the net, hit an awful lot of posts, and I think maybe at times he's looking for his line mates a little bit more because they've scored, and Matty's been so good.
He's got such a good shot too, but he's still more of a pass-first player. You think?
The mindset, I think, it takes a little bit of courage and a little bit of experience to want to shoot the puck, to be the shooter on the line, especially with young players. You know, they're looking to make plays. He's got some good skills, so we don't want to take that away from him. We'd like him to shoot the puck as much as he can. He had 4 blocked last night, so he's trying to get the puck to the net. A little change of angle for him, some quickness would be good.
Still seeing good things in the 200-foot game from him as well?
Yeah, I mean, this guy's as conscientious a player as we have, and he's still learning his craft. So when a mistake is made, it's not an effort issue with him. He's learning the game.
When the goals pile up, the tendency is to look at the goaltenders or ask questions of the goaltenders, but without having seen them all, has it been in part what's happened in front of them as well?
The bigger part would be what happens in front of them. We've put them in a lot of odd man situations over the course of the year. They're like our team. You know, they've made some good saves, they've done some good things, and they've had a couple squeak by them that they haven't liked.
This is a new situation for Michael Hutchinson. I mean, when he goes through a downside like this, how important is the ability to give him time off to work? Like, I saw him with Wade out there for a while today working on little detail things.
And that's been a big part of, I think, what's made him so good is playing in a bit more of a rotations, allowed him to keep sharp, stay on top of his game. For a young goaltender, you want them feeling good about themselves when they go into the net, so being able to come back with Andre tonight gives him that chance.
Is it tough to make that jump as a young guy to playing every night over a long stretch versus having that time to work on your game?
But sure, no different than any other player, though, right? You don't see a lot of defensemen come in and play over 20 minutes. You don't see a lot of forwards do it. You don't see a lot of goaltenders do it.
Get a sense, this is the first game against the Canucks this year,
unusual.
These head-to-heads down the stretch here, maybe?
Well, they will, right? For as all of us get into more divisional play, especially, and then conference play, and the conference is packed so tight that these games will all be really important.
How do you see this Vancouver team for the first time?
Pretty consistent over the whole year that we've watched them play. They're like any team when they're rolling. They've got a lot of quickness and speed, move the puck well. Very structured in the game that they do. So you watch a period of half, you have a pretty good idea what's going to happen, which is a mark of a good team. And then they've got a few special players that can change the game plan on you, control the puck behind the net, make passes that you probably don't want most of your team making, but they do because they're on the tape. You know, they're special players in this league, and they're fun to watch until you're playing them.
4-6, considering any changes on the back end?
We've got a bunch of guys coming in off injury that got to get to game speed. You know, we got to get these guys up and playing and getting them going. And sometimes that means riding them through some stretches that you're not real excited about everybody's play. We got to get them going.
How about the pairings?
Yeah, we've there's been lots of conversation about that. I think to put the goals that we've given up on the pairings is a mistake. I'm not suggesting that you're saying that. I understand why when you give as many goals, you look at our pairings. It's tough to assess the pairings when I don't think everybody back there is at game speed.